This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Happy Monday night. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you had a damn good Monday. And if you didn't, I'm going to try my best to help you out. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to try my best to have fun with you here over the next 4 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And you, everybody all over North America. This is when the show gets started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We got quite a lot to go through. First of all, it's Monday night. That means it's time for Monday Night Football. Unfortunately, the game is not all that interesting. Right now, the Baltimore Ravens lead the New Orleans Saints in the Superdome 17-3. I could have told you this game would have been crap, but I know it's going to be this bad. It's about 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and obviously we'll keep you up to date as this game moves forward. The New Orleans Saints not necessarily playing for anything this year. I'm sorry. And the Baltimore Ravens trying to show that they are still one of the top teams in the AFC, looking to improve their record to 6-3. We got to wait and see what happens, but I think we know how this game is going to end. Speaking of how a game would or should end, last night, Sunday Night Football, we had a very interesting matchup that went into overtime between the Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs. Ultimately, the Chiefs came out on top. The Titans couldn't muster much of offense or anything. The defense kept them in the entire game. And next hour, we're going to be joined by someone who participated in that game. He was protecting Patrick Mahomes throughout the entire game. He's a 3-time Pro Bowler, left tackle. Orlando Brown Jr. is going to join us next hour. And I'll definitely ask him about the game. I'm going to get his thoughts on protecting Patrick Mahomes. Lo and behold, when he started his career, he protected Lamar Jackson. Obviously, contrasting styles there. And so that'll be a fun conversation next hour, as he's also working on something very, very good for the community at large. The Rams, garbage. Tom Brady, still alive. Aaron Rodgers, man, 3 interceptions, losing to the Lions. What a great embarrassment that was. The NBA, every single NBA team is in action tonight ahead of Election Day tomorrow. And then also, this was, I guess this is the time of year. Well, it's always the time of year. We had another NFL head coach get the boot today, that being Frank Reich. And now he's gone. And in his place, Jeff Saturday. Yes, the former center for the Indianapolis Colts. So we got a lot to do, a lot to discuss. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. We got a phone number here. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me. I'm on social media. That's JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere. You know what the hell we were talking about if you followed me. super producer and host Dave Shepard. How you doing, man? You good?
No complaints, man. Always great to be with you, JR. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Thank you for asking. How was the marathon?
Oh man, it was interesting, JR. Let's just put it this way. I understand and have more sympathy for those that are elderly in this country because I now know what it's like to actually feel pain doing those simplest things on earth. So anyone who thinks that the elderly have too much time on their hands, just know they need all that time more often than not just to be able to make a simple moving function with their physical body.
Bottom line is you're sore.
Oh, I'm sore.
Okay, cool. Well, let's try to keep your movements to a minimum here, okay?
that's a good point, JR. I mean, the unfortunate thing is, when you're in New York City, you can't afford to do that because, let's be honest, if you live in New York City, unless you have $5,000 you can pay per month, you have to have an apartment that is stair-related, not elevator-based, and not to mention the fact that nobody moves for anybody else. So you're basically, all men and women for themselves.
You're in the studio right now.
I'm good now, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
only
my
4 hours a day.
Yeah, but that's my point. You're in the studio now. Let's try to keep you as stationary as possible.
Well, I ain't going anywhere.
Well, good. You sitting, you standing, what you doing?
When I'm working the JR Sport Brief, I don't sit. There's no sitting involved in your program. It is all standing and moving parts, and hell no, I ain't sitting.
You can put your ass in the chair today, man.
No, it doesn't work like that. You and I both know that. That's unfair to your show, and that's unfair to the listenership. I will never do that as long as I'm behind this mic on the JR Sport Brief show.
Have a seat? Seat has wheels, and there's computers you can move.
But JR, there's a lot of moving parts to your program, and I love it. That's the way I love it. I can't sit for the show.
I know. There's the phone. There's the computer.
Cutting audio, phone, computer. I could do a whole show on the JR Sport Brief show. I ain't going to do that.
You're like a human octopus, man.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, we appreciate you here, Shep, and congratulations on going through the marathon. Doing something that most of us ain't doing. And so kudos to you on that for going out there and pushing yourself. I appreciate you for even being here as well, my man.
Likewise,
we got a lot to do, as I mentioned, over the next 4 hours. And this was interesting news to hear about today. Not necessarily the firing of Frank Reich, but who replaced him. Frank Reich was the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles when they won that Super Bowl, thank God, when they won that Super Bowl against Tom Brady. He then, like most people, goes from an offensive coordinator job, and then he ups his game and he becomes a head coach in the league. And good for him. He inherits Andrew Luck, who then decides that he doesn't want to pee blood anymore and get beat to a pulp, and so he retires. And so since Andrew Luck decided to stay home with his Ivy League education, God bless him, the Indianapolis Colts have been looking for a QB. They still haven't found that man. They've gone from Jacoby Brissett, who's basically holding down the fort right now until Deshaun Watson comes back. They went to Phillip Rivers. They went to Carson Wentz, thinking that the relationship between Frank Reich and Carson Wentz would yield a few more victories. It didn't work. I mean, especially at the end of the season when they were looking for some victories and they got embarrassed by the Jaguars. More recently, they decided to bring in Matt Ryan and then they benched him. Sam Ellinger. They said, hey, Rook, go out there and play. You never played a game in your life. Go get it. And I guess yesterday was just the last straw. The Indianapolis Colts lost to the Pats 26-3. That good old, well, not good old, that maniacal, pain in the ass, old man, torture chamber, Bill Belichick just tortured the young quarterback. The Indianapolis Colts now suffered their third straight loss. A couple of weeks ago, they fired their offensive coordinator, Marcus Brady, and that was basically a precursor. Because Frank Reich got the boot today, and Jeff Saturday is in his place, yes. They didn't promote anyone existing on the staff. They didn't hand the reins over to someone in the room. They decided to add Jeff Saturday, who I did not know was consulting for the Indianapolis Colts. But like most of you, I wouldn't know what Jeff Saturday was doing if he wasn't running his yap on ESPN. And I got no problem with Jeff Saturday. I just know him as the dude who would always snap the ball to Peyton Manning. 13 years in the NFL, a six-time Pro Bowler, famous for being the battery mate with Peyton Manning. And he was able to translate that into television. He's cool. But to see that he got the job made me just go, what? And it's an interim job. It's a hold down the fort right now job. There's no guarantee that he'll have the job next season. And so Jim Irsay, owner of the Indianapolis Colts, he decided to do something that most of us do. Stick with what's familiar. Jeff Saturday was already consulting with the team. He's in their ring of honor. He might as well be Mr. Colt. And now he has an opportunity to go out there and coach a team that is 3-5-1. And what are they playing for? Absolutely nothing. Jim Irsay letting go of Frank Reich, knowing that the team is hot trash right now in November, he spoke to the media and he said, yes, this day sucks for the Colts.
It's a very difficult and tough day because I told Frank, you know, I was hoping Chris and him and I, you know, we're going to grab that Lombardi trophy together someday and have that thing and celebrate. But this is, you know, this league is tough and things change.
Yeah, things change every day. People get hired, people get fired, people get here, they're there, they get the boot. It's cutthroat business. Dan Campbell had to fire, I believe, his defensive backs coach last week. Oh, and how about that? They beat Aaron Rodgers. Good for them. The NFL is here to chew you up and spit you out. You better not get that job and think that you're going to hold on to it forever because somebody's going to come through and take it from you. There are very few Tom Brady's. There are very few Bill Belichick's. There are very few Andy Reid's. Everybody moves. Everybody. Belichick, throughout the course of his career, has had to move. Andy Reid, despite his success, he's had to move. Tom Brady, around long enough, has had to move. And these are guys who last in 20 years. The average NFL career is, what, 3 to 4 years? You better be prepared to have a job, to live in a hotel one day, and get going the next. Frank Reich just signed an extension with the Indianapolis Colts, and he's gone. And someone who has zero coaching experience in the NFL, I mean zero experience, now he gets the job. Jeff Saturday, he spoke to the media as well a few hours ago, and this is when he said that he learned that he was a candidate for the job.
Yeah, shocked would be an understatement, right? Shocked would be an understatement. So, yeah, we had the conversation, and it escalated quickly. He asked me, my wife Karen, and you know, he said, hey, will you go have a conversation with your wife and make sure that, you know, she's on board?
Oh, better go talk to that wife. Happy wife, happy life. That's what they say, right? I have no idea. I'm not married. That's what I heard. Obviously, he spoke to his wife, and she was in favor. I won't mention the guy in Tampa. But the fact is, Jeff Saturday is here. And what the hell do you do next? The offensive coordinator of the squad got fired last week. You're replacing the head coach who, damn it, he was the offensive coordinator for a team that won a Super Bowl. And what are you going to do, Jeff Saturday? I mean, who the hell is going to be calling the plays?
I haven't made a decision yet, but I've interviewed guys, and I'm going to continue to interview guys on the staff and going through that. And I'll decide something this evening. But it's, you know, I'm drinking from a fire hydrant a little bit, so we're just, you know, we're trying to meet with everybody, you know, get this done, and then I'll continue that part.
Oh, what a hot shot situation this is! Drinking from a fire hydrant. What is he going to do? I mean, for the next bunch of games, is this supposed to be a hands-on experience? Is he supposed to learn something? Is Sam Ehlinger still going to be the quarterback of this squad? Is there going to be an injection of talent into this team as well? Or is Jeff Saturday just going to show up and turn things around with his voice? It sounds like a crap show. Unless the Indianapolis Colts can get some talent into the building, I don't know what's going to change. And even Jeff Saturday, he's not stupid. He knows. People like me expect them to suck.
Here's a great part about my career. I came in, nobody expected anything. I'm here, nobody expects anything. If it goes well, hopefully it'll go extremely well. But I have no preconceived notion that I'm going to be some spectacular anything. I know I got to work hard, and I'm auditioning not only for this one, but for 31 others, just like everybody else in this game. And make no mistake, man, the job is win.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's – that ain't – well, I know – that ain't happening this year. Let's throw that out the window. I guess he finds this to be a situation where he can get his feet wet. I guess Jeff Saturday, he doesn't want to sit on television on ESPN. He wants to be back on the field. He wants to be on the sidelines. He wants to be a coach. And now he is a coach. And he has a chance, he has an opportunity to get his feet wet. And I guess on the job experience for a team that will go nowhere. He's 47 years old. He's likable from a television perspective. That's not to say that the players will like him or care for him. He'll have to do it out on the field, in the locker room, communicating with them in the classroom. And let's be real, they don't have the talent to do so right now. Not to win. The running game is supposed to be their bread and butter, and Jonathan Taylor is hurt. Matt Ryan can't move. Ehlinger is wet behind the ears. But this is a great introduction for Jeff Saturday. At the same token, it can be very unfair for other head coaches who are, you know, looking for their shot, looking for their opportunity. Jim Irsay, for all of the negativity surrounding the team over the past 24 hours, for all the negativity surrounding the team since the beginning of this season, and damn it, the negativity since they've been trying to find a quarterback since Luck, somehow, someway, the billionaire owner, he's found a reason to be optimistic.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000. All right, that means in the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
Bruh. Peyton Manning ain't here. Andrew Luck ain't here. Who cares what y'all been doing since the year 2000? It's 2022. You've been looking for a quarterback. You've had Frank Reich has had like five quarterbacks over 5 years. You want to tell me about the year 2000 or the past 20 years? Tell me about the past five. Since Andrew Luck said, I've had enough, y'all are in the same boat as everybody else.
We're the fourth winningest franchise in the league since 2000.
You're looking for a quarterback to take you into the future. We know it's not Matt Ryan. We know it's not Sam Ehlinger. And you might have just given Jeff Saturday a job. He may not be the guy into the future as well. In the NFL, you either have a quarterback or you're looking for one. The Indianapolis Colts, they're in the latter. And Jeff Saturday being here, Oh, he ain't making no difference the rest of this season. And I'd venture to say, Jim Irsay, he's probably going to keep him into next season as they start to develop and try to find that QB. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. Phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, hiring Jeff Saturday, bringing him in, no experience, it ain't fair. But life isn't fair, especially in the NFL. I'm going to take your calls on this Jeff Saturday hiring with the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk about Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. You'll get an update on Monday Night Football. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Jeff Saturday being named the new head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. It came out of left field. Frank Reich shown the door, even though he just signed a contract extension. In this team that has only 3 wins and has suffered 3 straight losses, is still hunting for a quarterback. And until you find that QB, everybody is typically on the chopping block. And so Jim Irsay, not wasting any time, bringing in a familiar face, someone who he trusts. Jeff Saturday, former Colt, he's in the Ring of Honor. He's a television broadcaster for ESPN, covering all things NFL. And he's also a consultant to the squad. And so not wasting any time, he brings in a voice that he trusts to take this team the rest of the way. And I will presume he's going to be the head coach into the future. Now, there were a lot of folks, including myself, who looked at this and just said, same old NFL. You're bringing in someone who doesn't have any experience. You're bypassing individuals who might, you know, maybe have more experience to have or get or receive a job. And he just hands it to someone who he trusts. And this is normal. This is typical. This is what people do, right? You have a job. You have an opportunity. You want to share it with someone who you know. Gus Bradley is certainly on the staff. He didn't have the greatest of tenures, a pretty terrible tenure with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He ain't hire him. He's going outside to blow things up. And so the NFL also shared that the Rooney Rule isn't applicable here, where you have to, you know, just by happenstance, interview minority candidates because he's an interim coach. In the process of going into the offseason, the Colts will still have to go ahead and interview a minority coach. But the fact is, what are they going to do? Just check a box to do so. And so this is nothing but another example of something that we know is crap. And that's the Rooney Rule. The spirit of it doesn't necessarily exist. And nepotism pretty much runs wild. Jeff Saturday might as well be Irsay's son. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's going on, JR? But you hit it on the head with that Gus Bradley move. What about John Fox? What about Bubba Ventrone? 17 years. I mean, you're bypassing these guys. And remember, the last interim head coach that Irsay hired was none other than Bruce Arians, and he went on to have a very successful NFL career, right? Won a Super Bowl, all that stuff. So it is to me just, and there's a lot of owners that are kind of like this in the NFL. I kind of look at Irsay as more of like a Jerry Jones, like he has no idea what he's doing. And this, to me, is a move that you can't justify hiring him. I understand, you know, their offense is terrible right now. You know, 0 for 14 on third down last week. It's only been done three times in the last, like, 10 years, right? Second worst rushing attack in football. Last year it was second best. Everyone thought Matt Ryan was going to come in. These are not moves that are Frank Reich moves. These are Ursay moves. So he's the one that is bringing in the wrong talent. And the more you say, I mean, that conference he had today was just, I picked it apart. I mean, the fourth most wins, who cares? I mean, your team is an absolute laughing stock right now after all these moves in the offseason were supposed to pay out with Matt Ryan. Did you think Matt Ryan was going to work out?
You're asking me, did I think an aging quarterback going to a run-heavy team was going to work? The answer is no.
Same. I feel the same way. So, but, hey, you know, me and you are both not a GM. But it's like Reich is definitely going to get another job in the NFL. He will, most definitely.
Well, he has, and thank you, Mark, for calling from California. The man has experience. The man helped coach an offense to the Super Bowl, and he won. That's why he got a job. And so he's going to start off probably, likely, as an offensive coordinator somewhere. Is it a guarantee that he gets another head coaching job or shot or opportunity? I wouldn't say that's a given or something that they're just going to roll out the red carpet to bring him in as a head coach. But the fact is, we can look at his staff. This is his coaching staff. If you look up and down the Colts coaching staff, there's a lot of experience, yes. John Fox is there as a senior defensive assistant. You've seen his time with the Carolina Panthers. He's also contributed to many teams, including the New York Giants. That man ain't trying to be no head coach unless he has to babysit. There are other former players. Kevin Mawai, many years with the New York Jets as their center. He's been on many interviews over the past several years. Reggie Wayne is the wide receivers coach. You're not necessarily going to throw him the job, right? What's the difference between Reggie Wayne and Jeff Saturday? Well, one is closer friends with the owner. And so Jeff Saturday jumps over a lot of people because he's buddies with the guy who owns the team. That's how it works, right? That's how life works, isn't it? Doesn't mean it's always fair, but that's how things go. And so you can typically understand when people get frustrated or they're upset when they are busting their ass and they don't even, quote unquote, get a look because somebody else is a friend or somebody else is sitting in a position or seat of power. And that's the part that sucks. Is it fair? No, it's not fair. But it stinks either way. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, speaking of something that stinks, we're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. The man played against the Detroit Lions and stunk the joint up. It was a joy to watch. Oh, yeah, and that Tom Brady guy, he's the opposite. He was almost going to be in the same boat as Rodgers, a loser, and he did the same thing that he always does. He came back and won. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about that on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exacting when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Monday Night Football. Oh, I'm getting ready to tell you how boring and crappy it is.
It's got worse.
Yeah, the Ravens just intercepted, like, I think it was a tip pass. The Ravens currently lead the Saints 20 to 6. There's about 8 minutes left in this game. And now that the Ravens have the ball back again, maybe they could just run this sucker out. Oh, certainly a tip pass. Andy Dalton tip pass and intercepted by, I believe, Justin Houston. Got his hands on the ball. And maybe the Ravens can just go on one gigantic drive to finish this sucker out. But that's not going to be the case. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When the game comes to a close, we'll share with you some of these highlights, and then also you'll hear from some of the important people, probably Lamar Jackson, maybe Justin Houston, and I'm sure, I don't know. Does anybody want to hear from Andy Dalton? Probably not. But
I was about to ask you, so it's just a Ravens postgame show essentially, right?
Yeah, who wants to
Anybody Saints related?
I'm sorry. I was just in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago. I went to the Saints game when they took on the Cincinnati Bengals. And I love the Saints. I love New Orleans. But this year, there's nothing interesting about the team. Absolutely nothing. It's like they're just existing to play football. Unfortunately, the Saints are in that space where Jameis is not going to be the guy. Because they got Andy Dalton out there playing. And there's no more Jameis. His whole body is hurting. He's been off of the injury report now for, I believe, a week or two. They're just running Andy Dalton out there. And Michael Thomas is hurt. There's a lot. We're gonna get into that. The Saints are in unfamiliar territory. Yeah, Drew Brees is gone, folks. Sean Payton is gone, folks. And this is a brand new start. I'm not calling the Saints the Aints, but they're rebuilding.
JR?
Yes.
I got two words for you. Dennis Allen.
He might get the boot too.
What were the Saints thinking in hiring this guy, JR?
Well, we'll get into that.
Okay, good.
We got a lot of time to talk about this nonsense, but we'll get there. Speaking of another team that's not on a good sense, and they still have their quarterback. That happens to be the Green Bay Packers. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback coming off of another MVP trophy, award, I should say. And the team sucks. It's the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. They fall to 3-6. They lost to the Lions, the 2-6 Detroit Lions, 15-9. The Green Bay Packers couldn't muster more than 9 points. Aaron Rodgers, a career-high 3 interceptions. 2 of these suckers came in the end zone. Aaron Rodgers, the team is so pathetic, or I should say the Packers were so pathetic, that Aaron Rodgers led the team in rushing with 40 yards. A.J. Dillon had 34. Aaron Jones, he had 25, and I believe Aaron Jones is now also hurt. And the Packers stink. And this is not so much about the Packers. I ain't got no problem with them. But I'm actually happy that Aaron Rodgers is in a toilet. All that talking, all that yapping, all that yakking that he's done over the past several years, he's just become a gigantic pain in the ass. And so to see him sign a new $50 million contract and basically stink, it's like, hey, man, you deserve this. Sure, he goes home and he counts his money. God bless him. But on the football field, absolutely miserable. He spoke after the game. And just take a listen to what he sounded like.
We will truly be underdogs for many games moving forward. Hopefully we can embrace that. We have 2 games at home. We got to go win those 2 games in a week. And then this thing looks a little different. This is a lot of life lessons for sure this year. But luckily it's not over. There's still a lot of games left. We'll be counted out probably by many, and we'll see how we respond.
Yeah, as you should. And you shouldn't care who's counting you out, me. You shouldn't care. Go out there and compete. Go out there and try to win. You're 3-6. The Green Bay Packers can go on a run, right? Yeah, I don't think they have the talent to do so. Rashawn Gary just went down, one of their key defenders. We know offense is a big issue and a gigantic problem for the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers is looking for somebody to throw the rock to. That's not going to change. It appears that the Packers did try to make a trade during the deadline to bring in a wide receiver, but didn't work out. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers reportedly had conversations to bring in Chase Claypool, but the Steelers thought that, hey, y'all aren't going to be as bad as the Bears. Let me go ahead and trade him there. Well, if Claypool did go to the Packers, they probably would be a better squad. And so Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to enjoy this. Loser. $50 million this year. $50 million next year. $50 million a year after that. Gutekunst and the Packers, they liking this? We got to pay this guy $50 million for the next several seasons and for us to suck? He should have just let that guy go, huh? Here, take your MVP and walk out the door. Hilarious. 855-212-4CBS. That is 855-212-4CBS. Zach is calling from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Zach, you're live. Well, Zach isn't live, so we don't have to worry about Zach. Aaron Rodgers is on one end of the spectrum, the loser end. That was an early game. To see Aaron Rodgers lose to the Lions was pretty cool. The afternoon game, I was pretty much waiting on the same. This go-round, it was Tom Brady. The Buccaneers were taking on the Rams. Tom Brady has yet to beat the Rams while being a member here of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And at this point, every time Tom Brady steps out onto the field, he's basically out there to break a new record. He's adding to the history books just by breathing air on the football field. And so what happened? It was a Tom Brady comeback against the Rams. This game was boring. It was ugly. It was sloppy. There were drops. It was an ass whooping. It was just terrible to watch. The only thing to see in this game is whether or not the Bucs were going to come back, and they did. Tom Brady, his 55th game-winning drive, extending an NFL record when it comes down to game-winning drives. He beats the Rams for the first time ever as a member of the Bucs, and he's also now the first player ever to pass for 100,000 yards. Whoop-de-doo. These are the type of things that will happen when you play like your father Abraham. Hey, Shep, how long did Abraham live? A couple hundred years?
I mean, it's the Old Testament, so you got to figure, what, 1,000 maybe?
1,000 years. He lived to 1,000.
I exaggerate, but longer than he actually did in the Bible.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, Tom Brady might as well be football Abraham. This guy is playing football forever.
Well,
let him
go
out.
You know the joke here, right?
What is it?
Willing to sacrifice their son.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
That was Abraham?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Well, but you know, God didn't. God tested Abraham, ultimately did not go through with it.
Ah. What was the kid's name? David.
No. Isaac.
Isaac. Okay. I'm mixing up my Bible, folks.
There's a lot of characters in the Bible, in all fairness.
Oh my goodness. Abraham had nothing to do with the burning bush, did he?
You and I both very well know that was Charlton Heston, also known as Moses.
Oh, see, I'm mixing it up. I just know Abraham had many sons, and he lived for a very long time. Tom Brady has many sons. What, you got three boys? Two boys?
I believe one boy from the previous marriage, from Bridget, and then one from Giselle, and then a daughter from Giselle.
Really? He only has three kids?
I'm pretty sure.
I know he has the little girl. I know he has so I guess it is two boys. Yeah, good for him. Yeah, three kids is enough. Tom Brady has many sons, and he's old as hell playing in the NFL. Why not have 100,000 yards? And so for one day, Tom Brady feels good. Tom Brady doesn't walk up to the podium looking absolutely miserable, even though he had to throw a game-winning touchdown to a guy named Cade Otton? 9 seconds left. Cabe Otton, I think that's the guy's name. This is who Tom Brady is playing with at 45 years old. He could have went home, but he's not He's throwing touchdowns to guys you've never heard of. He's not Gronkowski. And so Tom Brady still having to do all the work. 45 years old. 58 passes. Just to try to come back and win this game. When you love something, you really love it. The Bucs are now 4-5. And Tom Brady, this is a real short situation here that sums up what the win meant to him yesterday.
That was awesome. That was f***ing awesome.
Aw, that's nice. The Bucs are 4-5. The NFC South absolutely stinks. And so they're still alive. They were never in the toilet. There was always a possibility that they would come back. And meanwhile, here in Georgia, I know I have a lot of my friends. They should be used to this by now. The Falcons choke. They blow a lead. They were leading 10-0 against the Chargers, the Falcons were. And even at the end of the game, they had a fumble. They fumble the recovery for the fumble, and they basically allow the Chargers to set themselves up for a game-winning field goal. It's the most Falcons thing ever, choking a game away. Well, the Falcons stink. Their offense is just, they can run the ball, but they can't throw it anywhere. The Panthers stink. The Saints are currently trying to play football here against the Ravens. They stink. They stink some more. Ravens just scored a touchdown. It's about to be 34-6. And so, yeah, sure. Tom Brady having a bad year? The Bucs are going to be fine. I think they'll lose at the end of the season, though. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Not everybody is on the quote-unquote losing side. Not everybody is Aaron Rodgers right now. Not everybody is sub-500 like Tom Brady. Not everybody stinks like the Indianapolis Colts, who just got their new head coach, Jeff Saturday. There are some teams that are winners. What about those Chiefs? What about those Astros? What about those Georgia Bulldogs? When we come back, we're going to look at some winners. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ready to pop the question? Let your love sparkle with Blue Nile. Blue Nile has helped millions of couples create their perfect engagement ring. Their easy online tools will let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile's bench jewelers will then handcraft her one-of-a-kind engagement ring, the perfect ring to celebrate your love. Right now, go to BlueNile.com and use code RADIO to save $50 on your purchase of $500 or more with guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Academy Sports and Outdoors has the gifts to make this your most fun Christmas ever. For your favorite brands and gear, download our app, shop online, or go to your local Academy store. See Academy.com for details.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.